This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Barry Sanders joins us on Sports Byline USA. Of course, Barry really needs no introduction. He has a wonderful book out, though, called Barry Sanders, Now You See Him, His Story in His Own Words. And in the introduction by John Madden, he says, every person who was in the game at the time always said Barry is the guy who what I would pay to go see. He was the most unassuming superstar I've ever met. One of the things I enjoyed about Barry Sanders was the way he nonchalantly handed the ball to the official after a touchdown. He was always very approachable. That was pure Barry. He played his last game without telling anyone. Barry was truly special in a lot of ways, and anybody who is a real football fan misses seeing Barry Sanders play. Barry, how important was it for you to write this book and put it into your own words?
Well, first off, yeah, Mr. Madden, he did a wonderful job of writing that intro. And, well, for me, you know, after I retired, you know, a lot of people had sort of, you know, given their impression of what was going on. And so for me, it was good to be able to just, you know, put it down in my own words and just kind of, you know, take my time and reflect on my career, my life, and things like that, and do it in a way that I was comfortable with. And so, yeah, for me, that's really the only way to do it. I took my time, and happy with the way it came out.
You know what's interesting about you being with me here, because as you came out of Oklahoma State, you were with me in the studio at the start of your career, and then you came through San Francisco and came up when you were coming back from the Pro Bowl and spent some time with me in the studio on the show, and now your career is over with and you're back with me again. When you look at your life in full circle, both personally and professionally, what thoughts does Barry Sanders have about it?
Well, I look at the fact that really I'm fortunate that you know, I was fortunate to have two great parents that kind of laid the foundation for me. You know, when John Madden is writing in the book about me being unassuming, that's something that I see in my mother. And and so, you know, I'm fortunate that, you know, a lot of who I am comes from her, and a lot of who I am comes from my dad. You know, so, yeah, just, you know, being able to see where, look back and see, you know, where I came from and see that, you know, I had some things I had to overcome. But, you know, overall, I've had a you know, great life. But really the foundation of that was really just having two good examples in my mom and dad, and being able to carry on some of the things that they taught me. And I think you see that in, or I see it in how I worked out, you know, being able to work out and train and things like that. A lot of that came from my dad, you know, from being on those hot roofs as a boy, learning the work ethic, learning to just kind of go about my business, do my job, you know, really things like that. So, but yeah, it came out well, and I like the fact that I think I do a good job of really highlighting my parents. You know, so that's one of the things really that I look at.
I love what you wrote in the book. You talk about Wichita, Kansas. You said, I was born here on July 16th, 1968. My childhood wasn't much different from the average American childhood. I had sisters who could work my last nerve. I had an older brother who used to hold me down and punch the air out of my chest. We threw rocks at each other, played basketball, and tackled the man with the ball all day. We rode our bicycles in the summer, swam at the McAdams Park pool, and ate penny candy till our bellies swelled. Talk to me about that two-block stretch of North Volusia Avenue that you grew up on.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of places, I think, in America. You know, my parents, you know, just really worked hard and wanted the best for their kids, and that's what you see, you know, in my neighborhood and on that block. There's you know, I was fortunate that the gentleman who was writing the book with me, Mark McCormick, grew up right down the street from me. And, you know, so I think you just have a lot of those you know, good American values. I think about the, you know, the book, The Greatest Generation, and talking about the World War II generation. I think that those are really the people that kind of shaped my life, people that, you know, that just hardworking, honest people that, you know, try to give their kids the best that they can and, you know, raise them to be good, decent people. And so, you know, that's really reflected in really the environment that I grew up in.
I remember the first time you were here in the studio with me, I did ask you the question. I looked at you and I said, tell me about the calluses on your hands. And you said that's from working on top of those roofs at 100 degrees with your dad. That was kind of the foundation, was it not, for Barry Sanders?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it, you know, from the time I was a pretty young boy, I was really privileged to be able to go work with my dad. And, you know, he did, you know, anything from roofing to remodeling, you know, to you know, pouring driveways, painting houses, you know, remodeling kitchens, doing floors, you know, hanging windows, that kind of thing. So, and you know, a lot of that stuff I can still do, and I occasionally, you know, I'll do repairs on my own house. So, a lot of that stuff has stayed with me to the day. But yeah, those are things that you know, I was fortunate really to learn, and really had a big influence on how I. You know, approached football and a lot of other things in life.
Speaking of influences, you also write in the book, it would be difficult to underestimate the importance of sports in my childhood. How so, Barry?
Because, yeah, I was always involved in sports in one way or another, whether it was a pickup basketball game, a pickup football game after school, organized games, running track in the summertime, you know. I mean, you know, so pretty much whenever I had free time with my friends, that's what we were doing, in one way or another. So, yeah, you know, it seems like it's a lot of places it's different now, but for me and you know, the environment where I was, yeah, it was sports were ever present. You know, either we were playing them or we were, you know, going to local high school games, football and basketball games. We followed the local athletes, high school, college, followed professional athletes on TV. You know, so, yeah, you know, it was that was the thing, really, that in a lot of ways that kept me out of kept my attention. You know, so it was, you know, it really did a lot to shape who I was and you know, that was instead of playing PlayStation or some other video game, that, you know, that's what we did for entertainment. We played sports.
I found it interesting. Mark McCormick, who is your lifelong friend, in one section of the book wrote about some of the myths and the tales about you. He once swallowed a straight pin he used as a toothpick and had to sit out a game his sophomore year in high school. He could eat a loaf of bread in one sitting. He once played electric football for 16 straight hours, and he obnoxiously honked like a goose in class behind the teacher's back. Was that Barry Sanders?
yeah. You know what? All those things are true. You know, you know, some of the silly things that you do as a kid, things like that. So, yeah, unfortunately, I can't deny any of those things that Mark wrote in the book.
You know what's interesting, Barry, is that it was another generation of your family that kind of bridged the gap between you and your dad. I thought it was very interesting where you talked about Nigel, who was 4 months old at the time, sitting in his lap. Can you talk about that incident? And is that the kind of a high water mark in your relationship to kind of bridge it and get it back on track?
Yeah, I think it is, and that's something that in a lot of ways, you know, stands out to me, and it stands out to Mark, because Mark witnesses this. It was like a year or so had passed, and I hadn't talked to my dad, and I hadn't seen him, and so we when I went home with Nigel, it was Thanksgiving, and he was, only a few months old, and it just seemed like, all the past misunderstandings were just easily placed aside, and kind of realized how trivial a lot of it was, and so in a lot of ways, was able to really just, bring us together and get us over a lot of the misunderstandings we had.
When you look at the relationship that you have now, when you both reflect back on it, what do you think those reflections are on his part?
I think for him, my dad, he's always going to be right. for the most part, he is, but I think, like in any relationship, it has gone through its ups and downs, and he realizes that, I think for me, I realize that no matter what has happened between me and my dad, that he's always trying to look out for me. So whether I like what he was doing or not, in the end, he was truly just trying to look out for his kid.
Barry Sanders with us, of course, here on Sports Byline. He played 10 seasons in the National Football League, all with the Detroit Lions, and he is third all-time behind Emmitt Smith and Walter Payton in career rushing with 15,269 yards, and he rushed for more than 1,000 yards every season he played, and he was selected to the Pro Bowl every season he played in the NFL as well, and twice he shared the NFL MVP award. When we come back, we indeed will talk to him about Barry Sanders, the football player.